Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Todd Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 28th. The grains closed to mix with March corn up 5.5 cents, closing at 456.5. March wheat down 12.75 at 614.25, and March beans down 7.25 cents at 1257.25. Excuse me. The meal was down $1.40. Oil down 8 ticks. Crude oil down 58 cents a barrel. We opened higher overnight on news about the heat in Argentina and the dryness, more affecting the corn than anything else. But then there was news that they might have a settlement in the strikes in Argentina. They apparently offered them a pretty good wage hike, plus a combat COVID pay of about over $800 a person. So that may be enough to get these workers back tomorrow. They say that the government's trying to get a meeting together, and they should have a meeting tomorrow, try to work out things, and it looks like there's a pretty good chance it'll get settled. So that's why we broke overnight. The March beans did put in a key reversal today, a new contract high, closing under the previous day's low. That 1247 low that we had here today is an interesting number. If we close under that tomorrow, then I think the beans are in some serious shape. Obviously, we needed to correct some of the overbought position, but here, you know, only down 7.25 cents really didn't do too much. Wheat, we had some precip in the plains. That really pushed us down. And the dollar wound up being just a few ticks higher, 5 ticks higher on the day. Corn stayed strong with the Argentinian news. At one point, we were about 2 or 3 cents lower, came all the way back. Rallied 9 cents off the lows to make a new contract high and high close out here over 455. That's pretty good close out here. Maybe we make a new high by Thursday, but you know, like the beans, I think you know this thing is getting pretty tired. It's incredibly overbought. The funds are incredibly long, corn and beans. And if we get any break in the Argentinian weather, I think this market heads south in a big way. COVID is still very much on a lot of people's minds out here. If it gets worse before it gets better, I mean, right now we're losing 1 out of every 1,000 U.S. citizens out here. I mean, it's an incredible number. And it looks to be getting worse over the next couple of weeks. So I think you've got to question demand out here. Yes, the Chinese, you know, bought a lot of stuff here this morning, it looks like. Maybe 350,000 metric tons of beans, 150 corn, 33 oil. But that's the first buying we've seen from the Chinese in ages. The export sales, the export inspections were lousy on the wheat, 302, decent on the corn, 994, a little bit light on the beans at 1.5. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here. But again, you know, buying the breaks has been the thing to do in these markets. If beans close under 1247 tomorrow, then I think time is running out very quickly on this market. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.